Listeners provide essential funding for the KGOU PM News Brief and news reports, available in podcasts, online, and on the air. We are in our spring fundraiser. Information on how to contribute is at kgou.org. Oklahoma City business leaders are expanding opportunities in Taiwan, an Oklahoma connection to the war in Iran, and details on what it's like to hit the rapids for canoe slalom events. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Monday, March 30th. I'm Deborah Ashar. The Greater Oklahoma City Chamber signed a trade agreement today with one of Taiwan's largest business organizations. KGOU's Tegan Smith has details.
The Chamber signed a Memorandum of Understanding Monday with the Importers and Exporters Association of Taipei, known as IEAT. The agreement establishes a framework for business collaboration between the Oklahoma City region and Taiwanese companies. Under the agreement, the two organizations will work to promote trade, exchange business delegations, share market information, and expand opportunities for small and medium-sized businesses to access international markets. IEAT has signed similar agreements with chambers of commerce and economic development organizations in major markets around the world. Chamber President and CEO Christy Gillenwater and IEAT's Chairman of American Affairs Michael Sung signed the agreement at the Chamber's offices in downtown Oklahoma City. I'm Tegan Smith.
An aircraft based out of Tinker Air Force Base was among the planes damaged in an Iranian missile strike Friday. KGOU's Kylie Caldwell reports the plane was at a U.S. military base in Saudi Arabia.
A U.S. Air Force E-3 Sentry AWACS command and control plane was among several planes hit Friday at Prince Sultan Air Base and was on the ground when the strike happened. In pictures circulating online, the damaged E-3 aircraft is marked with the identifier OK-81-0005, linking it back to Tinker Air Force Base in Midwest City. The Associated Press reports at least 15 soldiers were hurt and 5 had serious injuries in the strike. The Oklahoman newspaper reports it's not known if any Oklahoma crews were at the site when the attack happened. I'm Kylie Caldwell.
The Choctaw Nation is preventing an Immigration and Customs Enforcement Detention Center from opening near its tribal headquarters. As Sarah Lisi reports, the tribal nation recently announced the purchase of a site that was once speculated to be a potential ICE facility.
The former Big Lots Distribution Center is adjacent to the Choctaw Nation's headquarters, where tribal services, including child care, are located. Earlier this year, speculation arose that it could soon be a new ICE facility, so the Choctaw Nation then passed an oppositional resolution against the idea, while the Durant City Council passed an ordinance making it illegal to operate a detention center without a permit. Now the Choctaw Nation is buying the land where the former Big Lots facility resides. Before closing in 2025, the 1.2 million square foot Big Lots Distribution Center employed more than 300 workers. A Choctaw Nation spokesperson says ICE did play a factor in the acquisition. In Oklahoma City, I'm Sarah Lisi.
Oklahoma City is hosting two events for the 2028 Summer Games. Most Oklahomans are probably familiar with softball, but what about canoe slalom? Grayson Wheeler watched a canoe slalom contest at OKC's River Sport this weekend and brings us this report.
Among the dozens of competitors at the International Canoe Federation's world ranking races was Casey Eichfield, American canoeist and four-time Olympian. Before he heads down the hill of whitewater, he explains the pairs of red or green poles hanging above the course.
The green and white ones, we go downstream with the current through. The red ones, we go upstream through, and you'll see those more on the sides of the river. And so fastest time wins.
Eichfield says this weekend's event gave Oklahoma City residents a taste of international competition and gave international competitors a taste of OKC.
It falls really well into kind of the like stereotypical idea of what America is. And they're all excited to rent big trucks and to go to shooting ranges and to try barbecue.
Many will be back at Riversport in July for the World Championships. In Oklahoma City, I'm Grayson Wheeler.
Read more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and follow the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Shar.
Hi, it's Terry Gross, host of Fresh Air. Hey, take a break from the 24-hour news cycle with us and listen to long-form interviews with your favorite authors, actors, filmmakers, comedians, and musicians, the people making the art that nourishes us and speaks to our times. So listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.